So let's review. The next Mishnah discusses the halachas of menachas. Zok the Mishnah, menachas hayin nekmatzis b'chamakim b'azar. The kemitza, to separate a portion of flour from a mincha, to be burned on the mizbeach, can be done anywhere in the azar. V'nechalas lefnim min aklam lezirchei kuhuna. The rest of the mincha may be eaten only inside the azara, and only by male kahanim, because the pasuk states, b'kodesh hakodeshim teichlenu kol zachar yechal oisei. And b'chol machal liyim v'layla atchatzais. The mincha may be prepared in any way, and may be eaten only that day and the following night, until midnight. And the Gemara explains the source for the kmatzis b'chamak mazara is in the pasuk v'heviyu el b'nei aron hakahanim b'kametz misham. The Yisrael brings his mincha to the kohen, who then performs kemitza. The words b'kametz misham imply mimakim sharag lehazar oimdis. The kohen does the kemitza in the area where the Yisrael stands, in the outer part of the hazara, and certainly he can do the kemitza in the inner parts where only a kohen may stand. However, without the pasuk of b'kametz misham, one would have thought that kemitza must be done only in Karen Maravis Duraimis near the southwest corner of the mizbeach, because the pasuk states v'higisha el mizbeach v'hir memenu b'kumtzei. The Hekesh from Hagasha to Kemitza teaches that Mahagasha b'kerem Meravis Duraimis av Kemitza b'kerem Meravis Duraimis. Therefore, we need the pasuk of b'kametz misham to teach that nikmatz is b'chamakim b'azar. Rav Elazar adds mincha shenikmatza b'heichel k'sheira. Even if the kemitza was done inside the heichel, it's kasher because shekemetzinu b'silik b'zichin. And as Rashi explains, b'silukan me'al shulchan ha'panim shebeheichel b'makom kemitza d'menaches ha'nekmatzis u'matirin es alechem. Every Shabbos, the two spoons of levain were removed from the shulchan inside the heichel, which corresponds to the kemitza from a mincha, which permits the lechem upon him to be eaten. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan rules shlam sheshachtim beheichel k'sherim. A shlam that was shechted inside the heichel is kasher because the pasuk requires the shachat pesach el moed. The shechita b'shlam must be done in the azar that faces the heichel, and v'lo yehi tafel chama min ikar. Certainly, a shechita in the actual heichel is kasher. The Gemara questions the concept of lo yehi tafel chama min ikar from the following brisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh Re'imer minayin shemekifu akam es kol azar, and as Rashi explains l'molchama v'yerem chitzim v'avni blis terois l'teich azar. If non-Jews laid siege to and are shooting into the entire azara, and that's not safe to be there. The kahanim are permitted to eat the karbanis inside the heichel because the pasuk states, "B'kodesh hakodeshim teichlenu." The Gemara asks, "V'amai name of a chatzar el moed yechlua below yitavol chamim neikar? Why do we need a pasuk to permit achil in the heichel? Since the pasuk requires achil in the chatzar that faces the heichel, certainly achil in the actual heichel is permitted." And the Gemara answers with the following distinction: regarding shechita, we say lo yehitavol chamim neikar because the adam oibid b'makom rabbi. Since shechita is an avoda and it is appropriate for a person to do the avoda in front of his master, shechita in the heichel, which is closer to the shechin, is certainly better than shechita in the azara, and the pasuk to permit shechita beheichel is not required. However, regarding achila, we do not say lo yehitavol chamim neikar because the ein adam oichel b'makom rabbi. Since it's not appropriate to eat in front of one's master, achila in the heichel is worse than achila in the azara, and a pasuk to permit achila beheichel is required. Zok the Mishnah, chata sa'iv, heisenasus al keren duremis maravis, u'b'chamakom heisig shere el azel heisimakayma. All the avodas of chata sa'if, which include the malika, the hazah, and the mitzui, were done on the ground of the azara near the southwest corner of the mizbeach. And even though the malika may be done in any place in the azar because it does not require the mizbeach, nevertheless, the malika was done in Deremes Maravis because the hazah that follows must be done in Deremes Maravis because hazah does require the mizbeach. As the Bryce elaborates, malka b'chamakam b'mizbeach k'sher. A malika that was done in any part of the mizbeach is kasher because the malika does not require the mizbeach. And mitzah dama b'chamakam b'mizbeach k'sher. Even mitzah to squeeze out the leftover blood on any part of the mizbeach is kasher because shem hizah b'le mitzah k'sher. The mitzah is not mandatory. And even if they only did hazab but not mitzvah, the carbon is kosher. However, the hazab is mandatory and must be applied to the lower portion of the mizbeach on the corner of Deremes Maravis. And the Gemara explains, the source that the hazab b'chatas ha'if must be done at the Keren Deremes Maravis is from the pasuk of Mincha Schaiti, which states, L'yasim ala ha'shemen b'l'itna ala levayna ki chatasi. Chatas kruya mincha, u mincha kruya chatas. Chatas and mincha share certain halachas. Just as a chatas that was done shalei lishma is possible, so to a mincha that was done shalei lishma is possible. Just as a mincha requires hagasha, the vessel must be brought into contact with the marabis deraimis corner of the mizbeach, so too in the chatas aif, the main avaida, the hazah, must be done at the marabis deraimis corner. And the Gemara gives two sources that hagasha must be done at marabis deraimis. The pasuk states, "V'zayis teres ha'mincha, hakir v'yisa b'nei haron l'fnei Hashem ol p'nei ha'mizbeach." The pasuk seems to contradict itself, because the words l'fnei Hashem imply b'mayrif. The hagasha is done on the west side of the mizbeach that faces the heichel. while the words al panei mizbeach imply bedarim. The hargasha is done on the south side, the front of the mizbeach. Therefore, the Gemara reconciles hakeitzat. Magisha bekeren marabes deremis connected chudish al keren v'daye. The hargasha is done on the corner of marabes deremis, which is both mayrib and darim. Rabbi Elazar gives a different source based on his opinion of kula mizbeach b'tzafen kai. The entire mizbeach was in the northern half of the azara, in which the darim side of the mizbeach faced the entrance to the heichal, which is lifnei Hashem. Therefore, kshata oimel panei mizbeach b'darim kayam to lifnei Hashem b'darim. If the hargasha is done b'darim at the corner of marabes deremis, both psukim are fulfilled because darim is both panei mizbeach and also lifnei Hashem. However, kshata oimel panei Hashem b'mayriv heichin kayam to panei mizbeach. If the hargasha is done b'mayriv, only one pasuk is fulfilled because mayriv is only lifnei Hashem, but not panei mizbeach. And kamakum shata meitz shnei mikrois echad mekayim atzma mekayim chaver vechad mekayim atzma umavatal chaveroi menichin zesh mekayim atzma umavatal chaveroi betefsin esh mekayim atzma umekayim chaver. Wherever we have two psukim in which one pasuk is not contradictory to the other, while the second pasuk is contradictory, we always go with the pasuk that is not contradictory.